The Purple Project Podcast continues. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. This is all about the latest and what's going on in the land of Kansas State Wildcats, K-State University, a.k.a. Kansas State University. For those of you new to the podcast here, Eddie Greer, I'm the host of this podcast. And here it's kind of a day later, but it is kind of breaking news surrounding the game that was supposed to be played yesterday with the women's K-State women's basketball team coming off that big win last weekend against 23rd ranked at the time, Oregon Ducks, with the rapid rampage of cases with COVID and the latest dose, I guess, of whatever you want to call it. UIC, the opponent, supposed to be opponent for K-State women's team yesterday afternoon, was hit with a Tier 1 personnel of the UIC squad. We don't even know who got hit, whatnot. All I know is UIC, unfortunately for them, they were hit with a Tier 1. So at least, maybe, I'm going to have to look that up. Maybe a couple, maybe at least two or three other gals got hurt, unfortunately got tested positive with COVID. So they canceled the game yesterday. And with the cancellation of yesterday's game, moving forward now, K-State will look forward to Big 12 play. So they have even some more time to get ready for this game. Next week, January 2nd, that's the day after New Year's, obviously, they're going to be taking on 9th-ranked Baylor at 1 p.m. Tickets for this Big 12 home opener can be purchased. And go on to the K-State Sports website, kstatesports.com/tickets, to find out more information. Or you can call the K-State Athletic Tickets office in Bramlage Coliseum, 221-CATS. Or I'll just say the number, 800-221-CATS. Or in person at the K-State Athletic Tickets office again in Bramlage Coliseum. The 9th-ranked Baylor game will be broadcast on the Big 12 Down on ESPN Plus Network. Also, the game will be available on the K-State Sports Network and free at kstatesports.com, obviously. And then another reminder, that win, upset win over the Pac-12 opponent, who was ranked 23rd in the country, Oregon, last weekend, marked the best start for K-State women's basketball since 2016-17 season. K-State ladies sitting and still sitting at 10-2 following the cancellation due to COVID with UIC. So that's that as well. And I'm sure this will be brought up in the weekly here coming up, which is going to be coming out on Christmas Eve, actually. So there you go. man, I mean, it's created the latest doses, newest thing to come out with the COVID variant. Man, it is really rampant really fast. You see NFL players getting hit with it. Obviously, Alex's team got hit with it. Two biggest players, big playmakers. Yes, KC Chiefs is deep, but you want your important players on the field. Travis Kelce, he caught the game winner in overtime against the Los Angeles Chargers last Thursday night. And you have Tyreek Hill, who got hit with it as well. Unfortunately, now, if those players did get vaccinated, they can have only one negative test and whatnot. And if you're not vaccinated, obviously you're going to have two negative tests. So, yeah, here we go again. We talked about this last year on the podcast. Me and Alex, I'm sure this will be brought back up again. we said we were, I've been saying we're not out of it, we're still in the midst of it, and the midst of it is it's ratcheting it back up once again. So variant, definitely this is going to keep an eye, we all need to keep an eye on this, obviously, especially with Christmas or just around the corner. Not good news, this thing. So obviously, I mean, people, I mean, I don't want to be brutally honest, but I'll be brutally honest here. I mean, I mean, I'm not gonna tell you what you guys, K-State Nation, what to do, but make the best decision, what's best for you, your friends, and your family. That's all I'm gonna say. That's what I've been saying this entire time, and with everybody being, you know, going back, you know, trying to go back to their normal lives before all this even started last year, it just ratcheted back up, especially with basketball getting worse there. NFL football, it's getting worse there. You're seeing second teamers in the college football playoff committee announced, primarily against the four teams, whatnot. If you do not have enough players to play in the semifinal, that semifinal will be forfeited, and then the team will automatically advance to the national championship game. So you're having all these rules come back up again, and you know, NFL wanted to crack down on the policy. So you have all this going on, and not just here in K-State, or K-State actually, you know, the university, while you want to work on campus in Manhattan, the Little Apple, you got to be fully vaccinated. So obviously K-State made that vaguely clear. You're not vaccinated, you're not going to be able to work. So obviously, you know, they got that stage to a T on campus. At least I know that for a fact. You know, everybody's got to be paying attention. So definitely between Christmas and New Year's, and definitely with the playoff, college football playoff games next week, before 2022 arrives, you know, everybody's got their eyes on this, and especially players getting hit. I know, Atlanta Hawks, they're getting hit with it. So this is a terrible timing, right? Again, terrible timing with all of this. So again, better make the, if you're going to do what you need to do, better make the smart decision for you and your loved one, your close ones, your loved ones. That's for sure. But I want to hop on here again for this daily, COVID related. UIC got hit with it, tier one, which results in the cancellation of the game, and therefore K-State will move on through their schedule to the right, to the gauntlet, baby, right to the gauntlet. Number 9 ranked Baylor comes to town January 2nd for the Big 12 Ladies Opener for K-State. So K-State, you know, not that they already had momentum, but they will carry that momentum right up to the Big 12 Opener, and they welcome in obviously the team that has ruled all the Big 12, at least on the ladies' side, the Baylor Bears in the town next week. The Pearl Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Audio Boom, Amazon, and more. Again, be on the lookout for the Christmas edition of the Pearl Project Podcast coming out Christmas Eve. I believe it'll be coming out on the evening, that evening as well. So definitely, we will definitely have episodes. We'll have one last episode next week. I'll double check with Alex to make sure of that. We'll have dailies through the new year. And of course, the breakdown of the LSU game, bowl game coming up, and LSU losing players to the transfer portal or to the NFL or opting out of this game. So, you know, this is going to be something. If K-State can take advantage of it, we'll see. But definitely, this upcoming episode, we will talk. I actually switched it around, so it'll be more focused on the K-State defense, given the news of Eli Higgins returning for his 6th year next year. And we'll focus on that and giving LSU offense, which is kind of searching for some answers right now with the quarterback situation. And yeah, so they have a lot of answers to. They're even motivated for this game. We'll have to find out about that also next week as well. So I'm gonna put a cap on this for right now. Appreciate you guys for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats, Eddie Greer. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast. We will talk to you on the next edition of Triple P.